Molokai's peak electricity usage is just over 5 megawatts, almost 200 times less than Oahu's energy demands. About one-fifth of that electricity comes from solar power, according to Maui Electric's Matt McNeff. That's a high percentage spread across a small electricity grid, and it's causing instabilities in the flow of electricity because solar energy is a variable source. The majority of Molokai's power is generated by 3 2-megawatt diesel generators. The smaller the grid, the greater the impact sudden changes in electric frequency can have, like the shutdown of a generator, says McNeff. That can cause a domino effect, leading to power outages for some areas of the grid. That's where a proposed 2-megawatt battery comes in. The giant battery would be installed at the power plant and automatically kick in when instabilities occur, producing a more consistent flow of electricity. One of the first of its kind on a small grid, the University of Hawaii's Hawaii Natural Energy Institute would conduct research on the battery and its effects on Molokai's grid. Energy officials hope that information will guide future energy solutions. The $3.1 million project is funded jointly by the Hawaii Natural Energy Institute through a grant from the Navy's Office of Naval Research and Maui Electric. Maui County ratepayers would see an average increase of 25 cents per month. If all moves forward as proposed, researchers anticipate the battery will be operational by this summer. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Catherine Kluett from the Molokai Dispatch.